This is Dr. Mejia, the team, the patient Totara Mahabir, MetaCorrex 116124, the rest 115-1948, referring physician Dr. Carolyn Gwen, procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD secondary procedures, biopsies. Date of the procedure, July 26, 2024. Indications. Anemia. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, clean base gastric ulcer, number 4, erosive duodenitis, number 5, gastritis per paragraph. Deformation, second portion of the duodenum of the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complication non immediate, medication as per anesthesia care. Boston preparation score is 3, 1 in the right column, 1 in the transverse column, 1 in the left column, per paragraph. Over the procedure, as per double template, per paragraph findings, oropharynx, apionoma, per paragraph esophagus, apionoma, per paragraph stomach, there's a clean base gastric ulcer in the antrum of the stomach, biopsy taking period, no stigmatal recent bleed period. There's erythema in the antrum and body of the stomach consistent with gastritis period. Biopsy taking period, duodenum above this erosive duodenitis present, biopsy taking period, paragraph, second portion of the duodenum, apionoma period, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, thoracic celiac disease period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. Semidistant in colon scattered aviculosis present, otherwise no gross lesion seen period, paragraph, and relation apionoma period, paragraph, transverse colon scattered aviculosis present, otherwise no gross lesion seen period. Hepatic flexure ascending colon, scattered aviculosis present, otherwise no gross lesion seen, per paragraph, cecum appear no gross lesion seen, per paragraph. Recommendations 1. High five for pathology reports, number 2, enteral inflammation, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, start the patient on protonics. If patient needs to continue on NSAIDs, he needs to continue on protonics permanently, as long as NSAIDs are taken, period. Next number, he needs a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to document gastric ulcer healing, period. End of dictation.